Colombian rocker Andrea Echeverri has spent a decade expanding the possibilities for women in Latin music. She's just released a self-titled solo album inspired by the birth of her daughter, Milagros. More now from reviewer Tom Moon.
When she began work on this solo project, Andrea Echeverri planned to divide it into two parts. Songs for the Bed was to be a celebration of love, and Songs for the Crib would be its flip side, music looking at life after the birth of her daughter.
Princesa de las muñecas, reina de este planeta, tesoro del Atlántico.
As the music evolved, those distinctions blurred. The songs for the crib, like this one entitled Baby Blues, took on an earthy, almost sexual tone.
La perla del Pacífico, mujer completa.
Another of the mothering songs is built on the champeta rhythm that's currently hot in Colombia. It's a fiery concoction that mixes African soukous and Afro-Cuban salsa. Echeverri transforms its traditional macho-ness into a graphic celebration of breastfeeding. Those lyrics are Echeverri's most radical statement here. The sonic agitation that's been a trademark of her band, Aterciopelados, is nowhere to be found. It's been replaced by serene, almost ethereal musical seductions. Some of the love songs sound like they were written during nap time in the nursery. When she finished writing and recording, Andrea Echeverri discovered that separating the crib songs and the bed songs wasn't very effective. The tunes had more power when she positioned them next to each other. And those juxtapositions helped reinforce the point she makes ever so gently in song after song, that motherhood and womanhood aren't mutually exclusive.
The album is a self-titled solo debut of Andrea Echeverri. Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Ando tomando clases de español, perfecciono la conjugación. Ayer primera persona del singular, hoy el parche es plural. Ya yo no.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.